Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, keeping, saving name. So God, we lift you. God, we magnify you. I feel Jesus. You reign and you rule. You're worthy, you're worthy. Yes, you are. Oh, God. Everybody say, God, I look to you, say.
God, I look to you.
I won't be overwhelmed.
I won't be overwhelmed.
Give me vision.
Give me vision.
To see things like you do.
To see things like you do.
Say, God, I look to you.
God, I look to you.
You're where my help comes from.
You're where my help comes.
Say, give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
You know just what to do.
You know just what to do, yeah.
You know just what to do. You know just what to do. You know just what to do. Everybody say, I will love you. Together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigns. let them sing it, say. Forever all my days, it's hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days, oh God, sing hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing it like you mean it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your voices up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Forever all my days.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One more time, everybody. Hallelujah. Oh.
Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that you guys decided to stop by this morning to come on in and listen in and be a part of today's broadcast. Now, remember, this is live. This is not Memorex. I know I'm telling my age, but it's okay. It's live. It's not Memorex. You guys can call in. This is an actual live show. If you guys have any questions, maybe you need prayer. Maybe you want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. Maybe you just want to come on in and just listen in. Please be our guest and call in this morning at 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak with the guest and the host on this morning. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press the 1. And that will acknowledge us and let us know that you guys want to speak, you want to share. Maybe you just want to just tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. We're just excited that you guys came by. Now, remember to share that number, too. Call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and let them know that we're here on our Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, we're going to have an exciting time today. We're going to have it with us. Our guest this morning will be none other than our friend, our brother here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Michael Knox will be with us on this morning. He has been on the show before, and I'm telling you guys, he came on and he really blessed us. And I'm sure that our brother would do that exact same thing again on this morning. So remember, that number is 563-999-3628. 828, press the 1, and just acknowledge us and let us know that you guys want to come in and you want to speak. Now, you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go another further, let us talk to the Lord and share our morning scripture along with our listening audiences that are listening in from all around this country. Lend me your hearts for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity of prayer. We thank you for this opportunity to speak life to those that are under the sound of our voice, God. We take this time and not lightly, God, that you have placed us in a position, Lord, to be able to speak life over those that are under this great umbrella, Lord God, that you have created, God, to be able to share across this gospel, across this world. God, we pray for each individual person that is listening under the sound of our voice, God, and we pray today, God, that you move by your power and you move by your strength. God, be the voice that they need to hear on this morning to shift them and put them in position and put them into place, God, where they need to be in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for strength, life, and health on this morning, God. God, we thank you for rising us up this morning, God. God, with a made-up mind to do the assignment that you have placed in our belly to do. God, we thank you, God, right now, God. God, for your outstretched hand, God, that has touched us and moved us forward on today. God, to be able to stand in your presence, oh God. God, and do what you have called us to do. We're just grateful, oh God. God, that you have touched us with your finger of love, God. God, and we rolled out of our bed and let our feet touch Zion one more time, God, to be able to move forward and do what you have called us to do. God, and we give your name praise, we give your name glory, and we give your name honor and dominion for what you've done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Well, let us go on to our morning scripture on this morning. We're just grateful to be able to share with you guys on this morning, our morning scripture. And it'll be coming from the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, and the 43rd verse. And it says to us, to him give all prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him shall receive remission of their sins. I'm going to say that again. To him gave all the prophet witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of their sins. That's our morning scripture on this morning, Acts the 10th chapter and the 43rd verse. Our gospel listening audience is a very broad audience, ladies and gentlemen, and we're so grateful that God has blessed us to be able to touch these countries. So from the Abba House heart, the Worldwide Gospel Connection heart, from Apostle Kashima's heart, and from my heart, Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas, we want to say thank you guys so much for your continued connecting and supporting with us. Now, this is my soapbox moment. You know, I take about 2 or 3 minutes to soapbox moment. I want to tell those listening audiences that's over there in those other countries, thank you so much, because we know that sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you do this at the risk of your life being taken, simply because of the fact that your taskmasters are ones that have rule over you. If you're caught with a scripture, if they're caught with a Bible, listen, not even so much as the Bible, but a scripture that they have torn from the Bible, and we think that this would be sacrilege, but watch what the scripture says. He says, take this word and bind it upon your fingers, put it upon your forehead, put it on the tablets of your heart. Now, these people would take these and they will sew them into material, into their clothing, and they'll take it and put it onto their forehead, and they would literally put it in their shoes to stand on the word of God, because they believe that this word is life-changing, and it is, and they'll take this and they take it literally, and they have these. But sometimes they'll get searched, and when they get searched and they find these scriptures, these people are sometimes drug into the street and made an example out of, sometimes executed. Their wives and their daughters are taken and sold into work camps. Their sons are sold into work camps. Their husbands are sold into work camps because of the simple fact they want to make an example. But watch this here. This is our job here, because some of us had the opportunity to be in 2 and 3 services on yesterday. Some of us had a service. We had a service on Saturday, and we had a service on Sunday. Amen. So We have the freedom to live our best life when it comes to living for Christ. But watch this. We have those that are listening in right now, their lives are at stake. There are missionaries that are on the borders of some of these countries where they won't let them in because they don't want them to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and their lives is in danger because they'll sneak in and they'll give them Bibles, and they'll sneak in and they'll read the word to them. They'll sneak in and they'll encourage their heart through Jesus Christ, and their lives are at danger, and their lives are at stake, because if they are caught, they are done the exact same way. But watch this here. This is what I need us to do as the body of Christ, as a believer. I need you to take out, man, listen, y'all forgive me, but I felt this in my spirit. Y'all need to, y'all do me a favor. Go in your prayer time and y'all pray for these people. Intercede for those that are over there doing the work of the Lord. In places that we cannot physically go, this gospel radio broadcast goes there. And we want you guys to pray for them because they listen in, and this is their encouragement. This is their strength, because a lot of times they can't always get around each other and speak life to each other. But this broadcast that God has blessed us with to be able to speak life to those over there, I thank God for the opportunity to be able to speak life to somebody. Each and every day that we're on this broadcast, we do that, and I thank God for it. So please do me a favor. In your prayer time, I need you to just pray. I know that there are going to be a lot of people, a lot of countries that we're going to call out. You're not going to remember every name of every country. Just say, Lord, bless the ones that are listening in at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. That's all we need you to do. And when you do that, God will hear your prayer and heed unto your voice, and he'll move on your behalf. So please, ladies and gentlemen, take out that time today. Even if you just do it while we're doing it now. Just say, Lord, bless the words over at the Worldwide Gospel Connection that are listening in, and that'll be your prayer for the day, and we will be so grateful for you taking out that time to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my soapbox moment. And again, thank you, all of our apostles and missionaries and pastors that are over there in those other rural countries that are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have placed your hand to the plow, and you have not taken down. You have not taken down. You have not stopped doing the work of the Lord. We are interceding for you. We're praying for you. God's best and God's covering on your life, because the work that you do is not in vain. God sees what you're doing, and he is proud of you. He is godly proud of you for doing what you're doing. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep pressing. Thank you so much. God bless you. That's my soapbox moment. That's my soapbox moment. So let us call out those great countries, please, and take out the time today. Take out the time today to just pray for them. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. We have the United Kingdom. I'm sorry. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom, Paris, France. We have Japan, South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. We have Italy, Thailand, Romania, and we have Hungary. And we want to tell you guys again, thank you so very much for taking out the time to be a listening ear to what we're doing here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we thank God for you guys being here on with us this morning and just connecting with us. We're just so grateful for that opportunity for you guys to come in and share on this morning with us. Amen. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears, the pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God. and everything I survive, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small. The times of victory and when I fall,
oh my.
You alone everything I need. You are God alone. Now I'm to the King.
Amen, amen. You are God alone. Listen, we cannot hold our guest any longer. He is with us. He is on this morning. We're excited about what he's going to share on this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce to others none other than our brother, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Minister Michael Knox. Knox, brother, you got the floor, man. Bless the people.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Apostle, for this privilege to share my convictions. Good morning to all who are listening. I just want to call our attention real quick to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and look at a familiar passage and hopefully find new water from an old well. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I want to look at verses 7 through 12, and it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus be made manifest in our mortal. So then death worketh in us, but life in you." I want to just reflect on that passage from the thought, living on the other side of the comma. Verse 8 says, "We are troubled on every side, comma, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, comma, but not in despair. Persecuted, comma, but not forsaken. Cast down, comma, but not destroyed." Life is filled with situations that cause us to be discouraged and become unmotivated. The rising housing prices, the rising cost of gas, the grocery, sicknesses, death, the increasing violence, funeral after funeral. Life treats us like a small fishing vessel off the Alaskan coast, often called the most dangerous coast, because there are storms that appear that come from seemingly out of nowhere. And no matter the action that the captain of the ship takes, the vessel is often overshadowed, overthrown with 30 to 50 foot waves, and that's how life is for us. It doesn't seem to stop. It just keeps lifing. Instead of us going around, it feels like we're just going around in circles, feel like we're going backwards. Instead of going up, it feels like we're going down. And this has the potential to cause us and the generations after us to become unmotivated and stagnated. And our lack of motivation coupled with stagnation leads us to become dysfunctional. Trouble figuring out how God is leading us, what God is teaching us. We're going through and always forgetting who brings us through. The shout is that we're going through, because as long as we're going through, we're going somewhere. Our job is to stay on the trail. When we find ourselves in the troubles of life, we need to be reminded of the sustaining grace of God. And that's what happens here in 2 Corinthians 4. We have encouragement because of this ministry we've been given since we have received mercy. We've been given mercy, so our job is to now be givers of mercy. Mercy is simply God keeping his promises. Since we have mercy, we faint not. There's always a threat of burnout, but we never give up. And Paul provides us encouragement by showing us in verse 7 the gift before suffering. He says we have this treasure. It's this gospel of salvation, the greatest news that one has ever heard. It paints this image of Isaiah's encounter with God in Isaiah chapter 6, where Uzziah dies before Isaiah sees God. And the truth is that sometimes things or people have to go before we find out what God is showing us. This treasure is in earthen vessels. It's in clay jars. It's cheap and fragile. It's prone to break and decay. It's simple to make because it's just water and dirt. The ancient world would hide their valuables in clay jars to protect them in plain sight. It's this portrait painted in Jeremiah 18 where God tells Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. And when he gets down to the potter's house, he finds him at his wheel forming clay into a vessel, but there is a malfunction, a misshape on the form of this clay. and the potter doesn't destroy the clay, he reworks the clay. God often doesn't destroy us, but reworks us. And sometimes he won't even rework us. He'll just put something inside of us, because it's only then that we see this gift. We have this gift before we're broken, because it's only when we're broken do we really see the value of the gift God has given us. There is this gift before suffering, but there's this grace behind suffering. Between verses 8 and 9, we're just average people. That's the hardest pill to ever swallow. We're only special to people who see the value of what's inside of us. We're easily replaceable because jobs don't value the person, just what the person can do. Be careful of people and places who value tasks and not people, only seeing what you do and never who you are. The vessel gets weak but isn't crippled. We keep our cool in what seems to throw others into an early grave. Always going through something has the ability to cause depression and despair, but we are not distressed. That's what the text says. To be troubled is likened to be crushed in an olive press. That's the image of taking that olive, putting it on the press, squeezing it, crushing it till the oil comes out. But once the oil comes out of the olive, it's discarded and destroyed. Once the oil is produced from us, we're not destroyed. We're just promoted. We're perplexed. We are utterly confused at what's happening around us, but we're not hopeless. We're persecuted for being faithful, but we're not forgotten, because it's still amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come with grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. There's not just the gift before the suffering. There's not just the grace behind the suffering, but there's the guarantee because of the suffering. That's between verses 10 and 12. We suffer to put Jesus on display. Question was, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? The answer to that was no. There's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me. Christ's raising is not just about his raising, but it foreshadows our raising in the last day. If we call ourselves Christians, we have to suffer like he did, but we'll be able to raise one day when he comes back again, and that's how we live on the other side of the comma. We live with that promise that when we see Jesus, all is amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sitting here, and I was back. I was in what they call our holding pattern in the screening area here, and I'm just sitting here just hollering. I'm like, Lord have mercy, because you tied in today the theme that we have for this week, and it's simply God's love in this generation. God's love in this generation. Sometimes we mistake problems for God's love, because watch this. God
yep.
will. God loves us enough to let us go through something in order for us to see him in something. And see that. And if you really want to know, the truth, we. One of the things that we as the body of Christ have, and this is just me, I grew up in the old church. We have a problem with what the old church called tough love. Because what happens is sometimes tough love look like they mad at us, but in actuality they trying to teach us something. I'll never forget when I was young in ministry. My pastor literally set me down and told me that I'm not going to let you preach because of the simple fact. Now watch this. He said, because you need to learn a lesson. And I was upset because I'm like, I'm a grown man. How are you going to teach a grown man a lesson? But see, in my ignorance, I'm going to tell you, ignorant not being stupid, but ignorant in being ignoring the fact that God is trying to show you something. In my youth and in my ignorance, I did not see the fact that God was trying to show me something. In my place of being able to to learn to become better at what I needed to be better at and not be bitter in a place that he was trying to bless me in. See, that's what the love of God is. It teaches you how to love in places that you can grow from and not be bitter in. And when you learn how to love in a broken place, God, man, you just messed around here and you just stirred something up. That's how you learn how to live past the comma in your life. Because what happens now is you see the fact that, yes, I'm broken, but I'm not, I'm broke, but I'm not broken. I see that I'm distressed, but I'm not in despair. I'm in a place to where I don't understand why I'm here, but I know that the love of God will carry us out. And that's what you told us today, Doc. We appreciate that, man. I want you to go ahead on and chime in with me, because I know that there's more that's in that, and I just want you to share whatever the Lord lay on your heart with that, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To your point of God allowing us to go through something so we see God in something. We live in a materialistic generation that sees God only in what we can hold, what's tangible to us. And that's not that's often not an authentic experience of God, because if it's just what we can hold, where does our faith lie when he takes what we can hold? And that's what we as a generation have got to start learning, is how to take God for more than what we see and what we touch. God is beyond,
right,
us, beyond what we see, beyond what we touch. And if we're going to especially pass that down to generations to raise another generation that loves God, we've got to teach them that it ain't just about the nice cars and the fancy clothes, but it's all about where our faith lies.
I'm going to borrow a word from Overseer Parker. Overseer Parker said it like this. He said, God is more than cash, cribs, and cars. You know, because we put value on possessions when it comes to what love really looks like. Love shows up when everybody else don't. Oh, God.
Sure,
I'm going to get in trouble, but I stay in trouble. Look, I'm going to get in trouble, but I stay in trouble. It don't even bother me. Love is showing up. Not when you just own program to be there, but you there because you want to be a support, you want to be a help. Love shows up when the camera's off. Love shows up at the hospital. Can I help you? Love shows up at the funeral home while you trying to get your man. Listen, while you trying to get the funeral program together, and you need somebody to sit there and put their arm around you and tell you it's gonna be all right. Love shows up at the hospital at 3 o'clock in the morning while everybody going, and you the only one there. You sneak in and you go sit with them because you know that they need somebody. Because everybody gone, and now you just need to just sit there with that quiet time and just sit there and let them lay their head on your shoulder and just cry out and don't say nothing because you know that they need that. That's what love is. Love goes beyond just being able to be seen in the moment, because there are seasonal people that we got in our life. We got seasonal people, and I talk about these seasonal people because I don't want you to get too caught up with seasonal people. Watch this here. Let me show you something. There's a person called a situational person, and they're good for that situation. And in that situation, people, watch this here. Don't ever let them lead, because if they lead, they think they're in charge. But watch what happens. If you are a good situational person, you can be there and be an encouragement and be what I needed you to be in the moment. You're the best situational person I got. But it's when you don't. It's when we lose all of that. When we lose all of that, bro. I'm just real talk. When we lose all of that, it becomes so messy. You know what I'm saying? If I could use that term, it becomes messy, because now you got me feeling some kind of way about you. Lord, listen, I stay in trouble. I'm going to say it anyway. You got me feeling some kind of way about you now, Because if you truly love me, I'm gonna show you what true love do. True love. Let me show you what true love do. True love is one of those situations to where it does not matter how bad it looks, how complicated it is. I'm going to be who I say I'm going to be to you, regardless. No matter what these jokers have said, no matter how many times they lied on me, about me to you, I'm going to be right there. That's what love does. See, because, let me show you something. Love goes beyond the fact that my situation does not look like it needs to look in your eyesight. Let me give you Bible because you need biblical reference. Let me give you Bible. Love covers a multitude of fault and sin. Jesus knew we was worthless when he died for us. Jesus knew we was going to miss the mark when he died for us. Y'all need further biblical revelation, right? Y'all need another biblical reference. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Yes, sir.
I ain't trying to take up time, Doc. Go ahead and say what you got to say, Doc. I just felt it, Doc.
No, man, you said it all.
Yeah. But this is what I'm learning. This is what I'm learning too, Knox. We pour and sometimes we pour into people. We pour into people love. We pour our substance. We pour our commitment into people. And when we pour that into them, Doc, I'm telling you, one of the hardest things for us to do is to pour into somebody and they don't pour back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I shared with the church a couple of months ago. I told them, I said, sometimes one of our most difficult things that we deal with as human beings is the fact that we have a gallon-sized life, and we have 8-ounce people that's around us.
Mm.
Now, when I'm low, if you got 8 ounces, and that's all you got, I need you to be faithful to your 8 ounces.
Yes, sir.
I need you to be faithful to your 8 ounces. I'm not asking for 12 and all you got is 8. I'm not asking for 16 and all you got is 8. But I need you to be faithful to your 8 ounces.
Yes, sir.
I need you to be faithful to your 8 ounces. I'm not, listen, and what I've learned about 8-ounce people is this. 8-ounce people has a tendency to show up with 8 ounces sometimes, and they want to give me 4. I'm telling you now, I'm going to make you stay committed to your 8 ounces. If you can't give me my 8, I need you to go back. See, that was the problem that Jesus had with the one with the one talent that took it and dug a hole and put it in the ground. Talking about you a hard taskmaster. Jesus said, I ain't trying to get you to be as faithful as the other ones would have more. I just want you to be faithful with what I gave you.
What you got. Yes, sir.
Be faithful for what you got. Be faithful with what you got. And stop burying the fact. God, I'm going to get in trouble. Stop burying the fact that he is looking at what you got as not enough. He knew what you could handle when he gave it to you. I'm going to have to preach a series on that. I'm going to have to preach a series on that. I'm just excited about what God is doing in this this series, man. I'm gonna open up the floor. If there's anyone that got any questions, I know my my cousin is on. My cousin Quentin is on. I'm gonna open up the floor for him, and I'm gonna see if he want to share a little this morning with us. Let's see here. I think he's down here. Brother Quentin, you on, Doc? You want to share this morning with us?
Hey, I'm just blessed to listen in and hear you guys speaking on it.
Amen. 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 Brother Quentin, man, is Minister Quentin. He's my cousin, man, and this brother, he listens in faithfully every Monday, man, and I love his spirit, man. He's really hungry for that God has placed inside of him, man. He comes from some good stock. He comes from some good lineage, man. Evangelist Shirley Brown, which has gone on to be with the Lord, was a powerful woman of God, man, and she deposited so much into this young man when he was younger, man, and that he blessed me, man. He's a blessing to me, and I love to have him around me when he's around, and I love for him to call when he calls in and shares with us on the broadcast, man. But I really thank you so much for coming in and sharing in. I want to thank God for my brother. My brother's listening in this morning. I thank God for him. And all of those of you guys that are listening in on this morning, this has been an amazing moment with us on this morning. We thank God for being able to just shift and to pour into this broadcast on this morning. I know that someone was helped this morning. Living beyond the comma. Sometimes we don't always know exactly what to say or how to get past that first part. But if we learn how to look at that next section, see, one of the things that I learned about storms is this. At some point somewhere along that stormy path, the sun is shining. But in order for you to get there, you got to keep on moving.
Got to keep moving.
We were coming off of Lockwood the other day, and we were just in the midst of, I mean, it was bad. Doc, flooding, the start of the flood, and we was in the ride, man, and we were trying to get to the other side of Lockwood, man, and we just riding, up Lockwood, man, and that water was just coming in, man. We was coming through Fifth Ward, and we was coming through Fifth Ward, and that water was just so bad, man. And we had to ride in the middle of the street to try to keep the water from coming into the car, and I mean it was coming down, and at one point it started hailing real bad. You could literally hear the hail hitting the car. Blah, blah. I'm like, God Almighty. And my wife was driving, and she was driving, and she's like, baby, it's bad. And I looked at her, I said, baby, we might need to pull over somewhere and stop. She said, no, babe, I think we need to just keep going, because if we stop, we're going to get stuck. I said, baby, I don't know. I said, we need to find a high place. She said, baby, no, let's just keep riding. And as we rode, I'm going to show you the confidence. I'm going to show you how God will speak confidence to you while you're in the middle of something and you feel like you can't make it. My wife said, no, baby, we're going to keep going. She said, because if we stop, we're going to get stuck. Now, I'm going to show you the revelation behind stopping and getting stuck. If we would have stopped in the middle of the storm, we would have been just like a whole bunch of other people that pulled over and wind up getting stuck in the flood water. And the car wind up stalling out. But she kept pushing. And as we got out of the area, we pulled in. And in the area that we pulled in, sun just shining just as pretty.
Yes, sir.
But it took us a while to get out of it. But because somebody sitting on the side of you was more persistent about a situation than you was. I ain't afraid to say it. My wife walked me through it. Sometimes you got a man that'll preach. Sometimes, Doc, you got to get somebody next to you that'll walk you through it. You can't do it by yourself all the time. You can't be chief without a bunch, without some Indians.
Yes, sir.
You just got a title. Sometimes you got to listen to the words of the tribe, because a lot of times we're trying to listen to ourselves. But I thank God that she said, "No, baby, let's keep pushing." And when we got out of that storm, I looked over at her and I said, "You sure all right." We rode that storm, and it was a good while before we came out of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept on rolling, and we came out of it, and it was all right at the end. It was all right at the end. So that's what I wanted to share this morning with you guys. Minister Knox, man, do you got anything that you want to share before we get off? And I want you to pray the prayer of salvation for those that are listening in. We call it the Overcomer Scripture, the Overcomer's Prayer. So once you do that, I want you to go ahead on and you can share that with us this morning. Share the prayer of salvation for those that are listening in who don't have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior today. I would love for you to share that with us this morning. Dr., I'm going to go ahead and relinquish my stand.
Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now thanking you for what we've heard, thanking you for this encounter that we've been able to share in, God. If there's someone here who hasn't accepted you as their Savior, God, we ask that you would prick their heart, prick their mind, that they would come running to you. And, God, we know that it's simple. All we have to do is come and say, God, we're sinners in need of your saving grace. We confess our sins before you, and, God, we thank you for your ability to forgive our sins, because your word reminds us that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, God, we thank you for that. We thank you for saving us, God. We thank you and acknowledge that you are our Lord and our Savior and our guide. God, we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Chief Apostle, thank you, sir, for allowing me this opportunity to come and share my convictions again. It's always a pleasure. It's always an humbling pleasure to be able to share my convictions about our Christ, and I never take any opportunity for granted, nor do I take them lightly. And thank you, sir, for this privilege.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are very welcome, man. And you know, you're always welcome here. You're always welcome. This is your second home. So you're always welcome on Abba House, Doc. And I thank God for the fellowship and the privilege of being connected with you. We met a short time ago, and ever since then, it's been pandemonium on the devil ever since. So we thank God for just that opportunity,
sir,
man, to connect with you. We thank God for connecting with you. Those of you all that received that prayer on this morning, I want to interject this into your life. There's three keys we want to share, and we share these three keys at the Abba House with you and at the Worldwide Gospel Connection with you. The first thing is I want you to get you a really good Bible. When you get that'll be your guide. The old church said like this here, it's called the basic instructions before leaving earth. And that's simply what the Bible is, basic instruction before leaving earth. B-I-B-L-E, Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. Get you a really good Bible. Watch this here. Now turn to your neighbor. Do me a favor. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, we act like we're in church. Make sure that when you get somebody, when you get into a church, make sure that church that you're in, that pastor, that minister, that man of God, that woman of God, is living that word. Get you a really good Bible, get into a church home, and make sure that person that's behind that pulpit that's preaching that gospel is preaching and teaching the real living word. I'm going to tell you how you know it's real. If you can't find it in the Bible that they're preaching about, it ain't there. That ain't the place.
Yes, sir.
You need to direct your feet, sir. directing your FIFA to another place. I'm trying to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Directing your FIFA to somewhere else. Find you someone that is going to literally pour into you, because the pouring into your life will shift your life. Amen? Amen. Again, we thank you so much, Minister Knox, for sharing today. Let me pray over you before you leave. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father, that you have installed into your great man of God. God, we pray today, God. God, the word that he shared did not fall on deaf ears, but there were a word of encouragement and power and grace, God, that came with it, and strength that came with it, and empowerment that came with it. Father, we pray that you will continue to walk with him, talk with him. God, give him strength to do this again, to pour into someone else. God, as he is released from this broadcast on this morning, God, we pray that you would just cover him, keep him and protect him and watch over him, God. God, and put more into him that he is able to pour back into someone else. Now, devil, we speak to you because we know you were listening in on this morning. We know you had an ear to hear on this morning. So we speak to you this morning and tell you you have no power and you have no strength. And we give your name praise and glory, for you are able, Father God, to silence him. So we praise you, Father God, for being able to put a gag order on the enemy when it comes to the great man of faith. And say to you, Satan, you have no power and you have no strength. We rob you of your influence. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. You guys are listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Melodies from heaven. now. Okay, yeah, I feel a little bit better. I feel all right now. All right, yeah.
Let's go. Everybody go.
About you being able to be a part of it. And remember, not just on Mondays, but we're here on Thursdays as well for Women's Day Thursday with Apostle Kashima Douglas. They're in a great series right now. She's utilizing some fantastic women that are coming on. So please, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you tune in on Thursdays as well. Same bat time, same bat channel. Right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember that number is 563-999-3628. Share that with your daughters. Share that with your nieces. Share that with your goddaughters. And have them to call in and be a part of Women's Day Thursday. I promise you that will be a blessing to their lives. Some very powerful, phenomenal women that come on and share and speak life to you guys. So remember, that number again is 563-999-3628. Let them call in and receive some encouragement and strength from these great women of God. Remember, those of you all that would like to share with us on this Worldwide Gospel Connection, you could do so by going to your Cash App or your Zelle and sharing a gift. We would love for you guys to be a part of what we do here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, because when you sow into us, we take that and we sow back into the body of Christ and back into the kingdom. One of the things that we do, we like to go out and help those that are in need. And your gifts that you share with us, we're able to go. And we buy toiletries and little things to share with the homeless in our area, the Houston, Texas. So we do that on a periodic basis to do that. As a matter of fact, we need to lace up and do that again here real soon. We're going to put that out there so we could get that done, so we could go out and minister to those that are in need. So please make your gifts to share with us. Make it an intent in your heart to share with us on this morning, regardless of what it is. We're not asking for a certain amount, but whoever the Lord lays on your heart to sow a seed here to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we'll be in love for you guys to do that. And the way you can do that is you can give your Zelle, go through your Zelle or through your Cash App, and that Zelle is 346-419-5960, or the Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Either one of those, you can share your gift of love to us, and we'll be greatly appreciative for that you sow. So we'll pray over your seed. Father, we thank you for those that are giving. We thank you for those that who had a desire to give but don't have it at this time. Father, we pray, God, that you would bless their hands, bless their harvest, bless their seeds that they sow. Excuse me. Bless the seeds that they sow, Father God. God, that they may be blessed and return unto them, God, 1,000, 100-fold. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys so much for listening in on this morning. We're just blessed that you guys tuned in, and we're excited for you guys coming in and sharing with us on this morning. Y'all have an amazing, amazing day, and we look forward to you guys sharing with us again. Amen. God bless you.